From the Crossbreed Holster Studios. 10 years on the air and 10 years on target. This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walter.
Armed American Radio's monster broadcast from these Crossbreed Holster Studios. Hour two begins right now. I'm going to move quick with you in this segment and in the next segment, because coming up in the third segment and the fourth segment, and then again at the top of the third hour in segment one, Patricia Huff of GunBroker.com will be joining me. She sat down with me in the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Studios from the GunBroker, the GunBroker.com studios, I should say, as the title sponsor of my daytime show, to go over with me the monthly report, which is a new segment on this program. We're going to cover, and it's really fun to do. I love it because it gives us an opportunity to talk about the hardware that you're buying. What is it that GunBroker is seeing that's moving? And we cover for you, while she was in the studio with me on Friday afternoon, we cover four individual rifle categories. We cover semi-automatic rifles. We cover lever action. I'm going off memory now. I'm not looking at lever action. Pump shotguns and semi-auto shotguns, both new and used categories. And she tells us where the bidding is starting. Some of these things are in a penny with no reserve. That's unbelievable to me. So I hope you visit GunBroker.com and take a look at some of this stuff. I'm all over the site. But as I said, with my recent acquisition of this, my company's recent acquisition of this program and everything that we're getting ready to do with a lot of partners all over the country, I'm going to have to kind of hold back on my Colt Python purchase, unfortunately, for now. For now. But that doesn't mean I'm not at GunBroker.com every day searching for the thing I am. I love it. I can't stop looking at it. So it'll be here in due time. In due time, it'll be here. All right, let's move really fast for you right now. And I'm going to cover some of A.W.R. Hawkins' writings, too. Kamala Harris is now supporting forced buybacks of AR-15s. This broke yesterday. A.W.R. Hawkins wrote it. His piece is titled, Kamala Harris Supports Forced Buyback of AR-15s. And what happened was on Friday, just a couple days ago, Bloomberg quoted her as saying, when asked about mandated buybacks of AR-15s, she said, and I quote, I think it's a good idea. She then admitted when she was talking that details are still outstanding regarding how the government would force gun owners to hand over their commonly owned semi-automatic rifles, but she made clear she supports implementing such a buyback plan. I already told you, you already know this, Beto O'Rourke, Beto O'Rourke is out there vocally supporting what they're calling, again, mandated buyback. We're going to go over that phrase in just a moment. And other commonly owned semi-automatic rifles, not just AR-15s. And of course, he claims America has more guns than human beings. Then he went on to say, we need a mandatory buyback of every assault weapon in our country. In addition to that, you have Cory Booker saying the same thing. They are now running on confiscation, and we knew that was coming. It's not news to you as an Armed American Radio supporter and listener. You've already known these things. How's it feel to be right? Literally all the time when it comes to these people. For the last 10 years, together, we have been right every single time. And we're going to continue to be right as they continue to do the things they do. Now, it's interesting because on September 3rd, The View host, Meghan McCain, and I desperately wanted to talk about this on the daytime show, but I put it off for this program. Meghan McCain over on The View warned that there will be violence, flat out stated there will be violence if the government tries to take people's AR-15s. And she is correct. There will be. The left knows that, don't they? Is that what they're looking for? If I go back and listen to Alan Gottlieb's commentary from last week's Sunday program when he was on, I could easily make a correlation based on his fears that that is, in fact, what they are seeking. It's I don't have any proof of that. But too many coincidences lined up begin to become not coincidences. You know, we've talked about it before. McCain, here's what McCain said. The AR-15 is by far the most popular gun in America. I was just in the middle of nowhere, Wyoming. And if you're talking about going and taking people's guns away from them, there's going to be a lot of violence. And then Joy Behar, in all of her dopey wisdom, she, in other words, she has no wisdom. This is an individual who is ballistically challenged. She is intellectually dishonest. And quite frankly, when it comes to this issue, she's just plain stupid. She refuses to go out and seek the facts, and the facts are right in front of her. Here's what she said. But they lived without them for many years during the ban. You see, Behar is too stupid to understand. And I say stupid because ignorance, when left unattended, breeds your own stupidity, is my saying. She's too ignorant and stupid to go back and find out that because there was a quote-unquote ban, it did not ban possession of AR-15s and AK-47s and other commonly owned semi-automatic rifles. It prevented the sale of such rifles if they had a collapsible stock, a thumb hole stock, a flash hider, etc. I bought my first AK-47 during the ban that she likes to refer to. Joy Behar is a moron. She is too stupid and intellectually dishonest and ignorant to go out and find the facts before she makes a complete satellite radio moment word fool of herself on national television. Now, I will tell you with certainty, and I'm assuming that Beto O'Rourke and Cory Booker and Kamala Harris and the rest of the DNC have to know that what they're talking about is incredibly dangerous. Their rhetoric will lead to violence. There are tens of millions of Americans who are not going to invite the government into their home to buy back something they never owned in the first place and willfully hand over. It isn't going to happen. There will be bloodshed in America, and the Democrats have to know that. So why do they continue to push the rhetoric? That remains to be seen. We're going to find out. We will see how this plays out. And as they continue throughout the campaign process, I hate to use the phrase, on the campaign trail, you know, this stupid metaphorical garbage the media comes up with, out on the trail, as they continue to push this rhetoric, this is going to play out. We're going to see how this goes because they now own confiscation policies. They own it. Walgreens joined, you know, Walmart, of course, as you know, especially if you were listening to my daytime show, bailed on gun owners, or did they? I went through this in great detail on the daytime program, Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, with yours truly. They're going to stop selling pistol ammo. You know the whole routine, you've heard it. Following them, Kroger's came out. Both of these companies caved to the Moms Demand Action, Every Town for Gun Safety. They literally dropped to a knee. These are extortionists. This is corporate extortion. And I can promise you they were threatened. We've seen their tactics before. Acquiesce, or we're going to go after you with tens of millions of dollars in a campaign that's going to destroy you on social media, television, etc. I got a brilliant email from an individual named Edward who said, yeah, in fact, they did cave, and they're going to cave again until they grow a backbone. They're simply paying ransom to the anti-gun crowd because the anti-gun crowd knows that they are now weak, and they're going to continue to push. These groups always do. They're not done. You think they're done asking? No, they're eventually, and I made the prediction, I'm going to make it here, Walmart will eventually, under pressure from those socialists and gun haters, will eventually stop selling all firearms altogether. It will happen. It's inevitable. Unless they grow a backbone. I see no indication of that yet. Kroger's followed suit. CVS followed suit. Wegmans followed suit. And Walgreens has followed suit, saying they would start asking customers to not openly carry firearms in their stores. They didn't come out and say, don't carry firearms. They said, don't openly carry firearms. So the question remains to be seen. What are you going to do about it, if anything? We will follow this. Go back and listen to some of my daytime programs. You'll get some inside dope on that. We had a lengthy discussion on all of these topics, on every single one of these topics. You know, AWR Hawkins has been writing extensively about this. I know AWR has been absent from the show for a while. He'll be back. And personal time is always great, and I love to give it to him. Believe me, I'm thrilled that he's been on this program for as long as he is as a regular contributor, and I can't wait to see him speak next, well, in 2 weeks. Yeah, I guess 2 weeks at the Gun Rights Policy Conference. You can come see him too, by the way. Real simple, GRPC. Go register over at saf.org, saf.org. I'll be back right after this.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Tired of leather holsters not holding up to EDC? Wouldn't it be great if your holster fit multiple handguns? Let me tell you about 1791 Gun Leather. With 100% American heavy native steer hide, leather artisans handcraft distinctive 1791 Gun Leather into multi-fit IWB and OWB holsters. Order now and enjoy quality, versatility, and the pleasant leather aroma. Call 800-407-1791 or go to 1791gunleather.com for an affordable, distinctive holster that'll last a lifetime.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com. And check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's monster broadcast from these Crossbreed Holster studios continues now. Lots to cover for you in this segment, so we're going to move quickly. First, you heard the rejoin, defendercoffee.com. I'm going to continue to push this issue. This is huge. This is the kind of stuff that I love, and it works perfect for us. I'm a coffee drinker. You probably are, too. If you're not, no problem. Give it as a gift. And then when you buy it at defendercoffee.com, you get to point your in the direction you want, where you want your profits to go. One of four pro-gun rights organizations, grassroots organizations, your profit, you get to pick where you send them. It's Defender Coffee. So by all means, if you're drinking coffee, please drink the coffee that supports you. I drink the Rebel Roast. It's a medium blend. And I'm going to have to move it. If I'm getting it 21 days now, I'm going to have to get it every 14 days because I'm drinking too much coffee lately. Maybe too. I don't know. Can you ever drink too much? I don't know. I don't drink it constantly, but I do drink it. And Defender Coffee supports this program as a corporate partner with us. And I hope to goodness that you're supporting them. A great product, defends the Second Amendment. And it's just boom, boom, boom. And the fourth boom is you ordering Defender Coffee and supporting those who support us. And at the same time, say, where do you want your part of the profit from this to go? Where do you want? Do you want it to go to GOA? Do you want it to go to NAGGER? Do you want it to go to SAF? Do you want it to go to the Firearms Policy Coalition? It's your choice. DefenderCoffee.com. Please support them. It's a great product, and I promise you'll enjoy it. I did learn, I'm not drinking it now. I learned a long time ago not to drink this stuff when I'm doing this live program. Not any coffee, period, while I'm doing the live program. Because I will be up to, I'm up just because I'm wired from the show. Anyway, I don't need any help at this time of the evening with coffee. So we will move on from that. I got an email here that I'm going to kind of paraphrase. I will not read the emailer's name. She is a she, and she knows who she is, I'm sure. I've never heard from her before, I don't believe. And it's a new emailer, fan of the program, who I just saw the email, apparently came in on the 6th at 10 p.m., 2 days ago. And she says she enjoys listening to the show. She's worried about the hysterical anti-gun movement that's underway. Hates to admit the radical left's fear tactics are affecting her. She's afraid it might become real, that she will consider the country dead if that ever happens, that government officials come door to door demanding that everyone turn over their guns. She knows that she won't. And if that horrifying nightmare comes to pass, she says, she's confident that many other patriots will be in the same position, meaning I'm not giving you my guns from my cold, dead hands. And she says, hopefully that day never comes. She's curious about what my thoughts are. Interestingly, I saw this during the break. We just talked about that in the previous segment. She also wanted me to know that she was responding to my show on Friday. And she says she will absolutely to continue to conceal carry at the stores she recently asked people that recently asked people not to carry firearms. And I want to clarify, they only asked people not to carry openly. She carries concealed. She also conceals a firearm in her purse to work, which is not allowed. Good for her. You're not breaking a law. You're breaking that policy. And she understands the risks there. She said, I would rather be alive and possibly save lives and to have to face justice than be dead or worse because I was defenseless. I will not give you her name. She knows who she is. All I'll tell you is mad props to you for that email and for your position. She thanks me for broadcasting the show. And my response to you, ma'am, is thank you for tuning in. And thank you for that email. You know who you are. Let me answer your question up top. What do I think? The left is pushing this country with this rhetoric to the precipice. And what do I mean by that? And they have to know this. If that were to come to pass on a mass scale, that Americans were forced to give something to the federal government or have it taken. Because listen, we have a right to own this in America. We have a right to defend ourselves with firearms in this country. It's written into our founding documents. My good friend David Kodria made it clear, very prophetic statement. We can't have our firearms confiscated in America. We can only willfully give them up. And that's what she's referring to. So let me make this clear. I ain't willfully giving up anything that this government didn't own. It's not a buyback. It's a lie. They're taking my property. Excuse me. And like you, they ain't getting mine. I can tell you that right now. And millions and millions and millions of other Americans feel the same way. They will have big trouble on their hands.
And it will be a very, very dark day in American history if that were to ever come to pass. And the Democrats have to know that. So, as I said previously, if they know that, why are they doing this? We're going to find out at some point in time. We're going to have to watch this. They're running on this agenda. So hopefully we never see it. Hopefully we never see it. Hopefully they are not that stupid. If they are, very dark day in American history. Okay, I got another email that was kind of interesting. This one here I came in. When did this come in? This came in yesterday at 7:46 p.m. Eastern. Hello, Mark. I'm somewhat new to AAR, but I tell you, I absolutely love your radio broadcast. You're spot on with all you talk about. Just wondering if you could get Tim Schmidt on the show sometime. Tim is the founder of the USCCA, of whom I just purchased the program. Maybe talk about the start of you two guys. Thank you for all you do for our Second Amendment rights. God bless. Jim says, God bless. And I say, Jim, thank you for the email. Here's the deal. Tim has been a guest on the program before. He has now, and he always has had a standing invitation to come on the program. And he can do so at any time. He has been a guest on the program before. He has not been on in a while, but he has a standing invitation to come on the program anytime. Thanks for the email very much. I appreciate it. Let's talk a little bit about some questions that I've gotten from you about where we're going now at Armed American Radio. You're getting ready to see a multi-pronged approach here. In the first hour of the show, I was discussing with you the fact that you're going to now begin seeing segments with Rob Pincus that will be followed by video. Rob is going to do an 8.5-minute segment every broadcast, and then followed up by video on the same topic. So he's going to move from his studio for the segment and then immediately step over and film a discussion with you about what he just talked about on air. And that video will run on armedamericanradio.com for the week. So we're going to pair that up with you. So you're going to get that multimedia effect. Our corporate sponsors are excited about doing many things. The giveaway with Gunbroker was just the beginning, and it was a wild success. So much so that Vault Pro is giving away two $350 handgun safes, 10 gauge. These things are monster beasts, okay? Monster beasts for the Monster Cast. I love it. It's just the beginning. And as we move forward, you're going to begin to see our sponsors have much greater role. Ever wanted to buy an Armed American Radio logoed polo shirt? High quality. I'm not talking about garbage you wash one time and then you got to give it to the dog because it wouldn't fit you again. I'm not talking about junk stuff. I'm talking about stuff that's going to be a little bit more expensive, but it's going to be super high quality. We don't do anything here that isn't super high quality. Everything from the conversations we have and the content we talk about to the sponsors on this program. They come through me and we work together as a team. And you're going to see that. It's going to be very, very unique to what we're doing here at Armed American Radio. But there's going to be a lot of multimedia content coming at us. We're going to be doing things together. You'll see remote broadcasts from places and things we have never done before. But I love the merchandising aspect as well. You're going to be able to purchase. AAR's got a very cool logo. And my grenade logo, oh, the mic grenade is just incredible. So you're going to be able to get some of that stuff, things you've never seen before. We're going to drive you to other content, places that we work with other people that I currently work with now. Ammo Land comes to mind. Landing page coming up to that, coming on that real soon. Personal Defense Network is going to be an awesome venture together. So stay tuned, buckle in. Coming up next, our daily sponsor from the gunbroker.com studios. You got it. Patricia Huff will be here right after this. We're going to talk some guns back right after this. Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at VaultProUSA.com. That's VaultProUSA.com. And check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at VaultProUSA.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on the nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with the room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with a leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
Welcome back. This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by MyPillow.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast. I'm going to throw a disclaimer out at you right now. I am taping this segment. This segment here is pre-taped so that I could bring you Patricia Huff from GunBroker.com for two segments because we want to talk about the top-selling lists, and this was how we had to get our schedules to sync up, and I don't want you to miss this information. Patricia, welcome inside Armed American Radio's Monster Cast, Crossbreed Holster Studios with me. How are you today?
Thanks, Mark. I'm great. It's great to be with you.
The range bag giveaway we did last week. I want to go ahead and mention Rick McKee, who won that bag. I shipped it to him, and I happen to know because we're taping that his bag is delivering today. He's excited. He got the Gun Broker range bag. He got the bag at Defender Coffee. He got the T-shirt. He got the two pins. He got two or three stickers. He got a koozie cup, and he got a signed Grilling While Armed. And I want to thank you for that. That was a wild success.
Yeah, great. We wanted to do it again.
We're going to do it again next month, so we can tease that now, right? We can say that?
Great. Yeah, we can say that.
We're going to do it every month, listener. We're going to do another one of these giveaways with Gun Broker. It's fantastic. The response was huge. It was in the thousands and thousands and thousands. And Rick McKee, congratulations in Columbia, Tennessee again. Listener, pay attention to us as we talk about this on the program. We'll let you know when it's going to be. I'll tease it. It's going to be the last weekend of this month. Okay, Patricia, let's start. We're going to do rifles. Last time you were on for the top selling, we did handguns. Now we're going to do rifles, right? You ready?
Yeah, so why do rifles? Because we're heading into hunting season.
And we're going to start with Browning rifles. When you hear this, you're going to think, a BAR, really?
Patricia, the Browning BAR semi-auto rifle. What is it?
It is. It's number five on our list. And, you know, the kind of cool thing about this is it loads with a detachable box magazine, which is a pretty nice feature. And, you know, right now you can find them at gunbroker.com for around $200.
Oh, my gosh. And the standard capacity, I want to make clear on this, is four rounds. And it shoots the 708 Remington, correct?
That's right.
Okay, at $200 on GunBroker right now. So, listeners, you can go to GunBroker.com, starting at $200 right now. Let's go now to, what's second on that list? Bear with me. I had to switch my site. I'll let you pull us there. Go ahead.
I'm going to count it down. So that was Browning Bar was number five. Number four is the Kel-Tec Sub 2000, which is a pistol caliber carbine. You know, one of the distinguishing characteristics is that it folds in half for storage and transportation and has a pretty slim profile compared to other rifles. So it's a nice rifle.
I'll tell you what, let's go to the Kel-Tec. Which Kel-Tec were you just talking? The Sub
2000.
Right? Because right below that is the Kel-Tec RDB. And that's the bullpup. That's a fantastic gun. I've actually fired that gun. It's wonderful. Tell us about that.
It is, and I will tell you why I love it. So I'm a lefty, and this rifle is good for ambidextrous use, and, you know, it's very convenient for me. I love this style rifle.
The bullpups from Kel-Tec, you know, you go back to the Kel-Tec KSG, and Kel-Tec wasn't playing games with this. They've made a great name for themselves with this rifle. They say there's 11 game-changing innovations on it. And it is the new definition of bullpup. It's absolutely fantastic because it's a downward shell ejection system. Then that eliminates the side ejection. What is this thing selling for? I don't even want to know on GunBroker.
Oh, gosh. Well, so today there were auctions beginning at one penny.
For the RDB?
Beginning at one penny, no reserve.
And no reserve. What that means, listener, if you don't know anything about when you're bidding over at GunBroker, and there's over a million auctions a day going on over here, you're going to find something you want, is when there's no reserve put by the seller, that means whenever that auction closes out, whatever that price is a done deal. So if nobody else bids on that over $20 for whatever reason, it's going to sell for $20. Am I mistaken there?
That's the way it works.
That actually happens.
It can, yes.
Let's go to the Springfield Saint. Other than determining where you were going to go for your hunting trip, the most important consideration for your hunting trip is choosing the right rifle. And the Springfield Saint, this thing is beautiful. It's a 5.56, 223, 30-round standard capacity, 16-inch barrel center fire. As I said, it will shoot the 5.56 or 223. This is the number two on the list.
Number two on our list, yep. And it's Springfield Armory's first ever AR. So, you know, and it's more than a basic entry-level AR. You know, the mid-length gas system instead of carbine link system, it includes an A2-style front sight base and gas slot setup.
Do I even want to know what the price is?
Oh, also saw it today, starting at one penny.
And let's be, listener, when we say today, we're taping today's segment. It is Friday. It is Friday, September 6th, as we tape this, so we can get it to you here on the MonsterCast Sunday. So head over to GunBroker.com and take a look at these rifles that we're talking about. This is the top selling report that we're looking at. The next one on the list is number one, and I'm not surprised by this at all. I'll let you tell us what it is.
Yeah, so the Ruger AR-556, great AR-15, introduced in 2009. You know, it's one of several 21st century AR rifles to use gas piston operation, which is a really slick, you know, delivery mechanism.
Yeah, and this is also, and interestingly with this, I'm going to guess the price on this 5.56. I'm going to say it's starting at, I'll just guess it, and I don't know, I'm blind on this. I'm going to say starting at 200.
No, so this morning, starting at $50.
That was not a setup, listener. I actually guessed 200. Ruger makes one heck of a rifle. It's an M4 style direct impingement MSR modern sporting rifle, and it's affordable. It's an affordable gun. 16.1 is the barrel length center fire, 5.56 and 223. Wow. Do you have anything else you want to add on that new rifle or on the new rifles, or should we move on? Because we've got another set. We've got about enough time to cover the used You want to go down to the used?
Yep, let's do the used. We got a lot to cover, and I don't want to leave out, you know, these used rifles.
Remington 742 is number five. Go ahead.
Yep, so that's the Woodmaster, which was produced by Remington from 1960 to 1980. And, you know, its parent gun is the 870 series, and we're going to talk a lot about that when we get to lever action rifles.
All right, we are, because that 870 is the ultimate gun. I have one next to my bed. It's beautiful. Ruger Mini 14 Ranch, come on. Wait a minute. With that Remington, where is that price-wise?
Oh, right. So at gunbroker.com, they're starting around $100.
Okay, you can get a free account, gunbroker.com. Go sign up. I've had an account over there for years. Ruger Mini 14 Ranch, no surprise here whatsoever. Go ahead.
Yep, so lightweight semi-automatic rifle used by military law enforcement and civilians. Comes in some different variants, including the branch rifle for civilians and the Mini 14 GB designed for military and law enforcement use, introduced in 1973, you know, resembles a smaller version of the M14. You know, it's great.
As Trump would say, it's a very, very great gun. It's a very, very great
gun.
Yes,
he would say that, I think.
very, very great gun. Next, number three. Again, no surprise, because it was number five in the last list, and that's the Browning BAR again.
Yep, so we already talked about that, but, you know, it's interesting to see how used mimics new in a lot of ways on our top list.
Is now the used, price-wise, are we seeing a difference?
So when I looked at the prices, I looked at all not specifically new or used, but again, you can find new versions as well on gunbroker.com.
Okay. We'll leave that at there. And the number two is I'm surprised. These two I could interchange as one or two. I think you probably agree with me, but number two on the list is the Ruger 10/22.
Yes. It's a 22 long rifle rimfire cartridge. You know, it has a higher capacity box magazines, which are available for it. It's, you know, the standard carbine version of the Ruger 10/22, and it's been in production since 1964. It's one of the most successful rimfire rifle designs in history.
It's legendary, and it's number two on the used list right now. Price-wise on that, do we have a price that it's starting at?
Starting at a penny.
Is there
lots of great auctions starting at a penny. No reserve on some of those.
I'll ask you in just a little bit why there's no reserves. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to continue this amazing list back after this.
I love a great success story, and Defender Coffee is one that I'm proud to bring to you. The crew at Defender Coffee understands our right to bear arms is under vicious attack as never before and donates 100% of profits to the Second Amendment rights organization of your choice. You heard that right. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends our freedoms. Get this. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today to enjoy great coffee and do your part to defend the Second.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
Get a two-pack of my pillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 800-978-9358 and use promo code AAR.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
With Patricia Huff from GunBroker.com, I got to get through all of these guns for you today, so we're going to turn it over. We're going to finish with number one on the list of used rifle. Patricia, it was what?
Number one on the used list of semi-auto rifles, Springfield M1 Garand.
Also a legend. And I said one or two in the Ruger 10/22. Those could easily flip. Gunbroker.com. I'm going to guess a penny auction again, starting there?
No, not for this one. Starting at 200, starting around 200. And, you know, this was a great U.S. service rifle during World War II and the Korean War, and even some limited access in Vietnam. You know, most of these M1 rifles were issued to U.S. forces, but hundreds of thousands were also provided to American allies. M1, first standard issue semi-automatic military rifle.
Legendary, legendary. And either one of those could have been one or two. Now we're going to move to lever action rifles. These are fun. We're going to start at number five. I'll go ahead and read off the list to you, and you tell us about it at Gunbroker. Number five, Winchester 1873, Model 73, another legend.
Yep, one of the most successful Winchester rifles of its day, and really known as the gun that won the West. So still a modern day icon.
And it did. And I have a newer one, and they're wonderful. Henry Repeating Arms Big Boy, number four. I've owned the Henry. The action on the Henrys are legendary. Go ahead.
Yep. The Big Boy is a 45 Colt lever action rifle designed with a wood stock and blue finish and open sights. It has an octagonal barrel and is a 10+1 magazine capacity. And this is really another iconic gun.
Marlin 336, another legend. I'm going to tell you the next three guns are legendary, too. They're Marlins, but number three, Marlin 336.
Yeah, so it came out in 1948 and has been offered in a bunch of different calibers and barrel lengths. Most commonly, you'll see it as 30-30 Winchester or 35 Remington, and it comes in multiple barrel lengths. And right now at GunBroker.com, these are starting around $200.
This kills me. Number two, the Marlin 1894.
Yeah. So an interesting note about the Model 1894 and its successors is that they found a lot of success in colder climates like the Pacific Northwest, where, you know, the rain and snow and cold temperatures sometimes causes top ejection designs to jam and freeze solid. It's a really interesting fact about this rifle.
Did we do the 1895? That was the 1895?
That was 1894.
Now, 1895 is number one. Here we go.
Number one, big bore collection, chambered for .45-70 government rounds. It's the strongest lever action rifle, and it comes in several stock variations and can have a 4, 6, or 9 shot magazine. Right now at gunbroker.com, they're starting around $300.
The gun that goes boom, starting at $300 on gunbroker.com. Visit gunbroker.com. This is what we're talking about. I love going through these lists with you once a month. This is going to be a blast.
Yeah, it's so fun.
Oh, okay. Used, number 5, Winchester 9422.
Yep. So this one was produced from 1972 through 1975. Well-built, extremely accurate. The 1922 became one of the most popular rifles in Winchester's lineup, and it really does embody the American West.
And so does the next one on the list, which is one that I have, and I have a great story about how I came about it when Winchester moved manufacturing out of Connecticut, but I don't have time to tell it, and that's the legendary Winchester 1894.
Yep. So an interesting fact about this, it was the first rifle to chamber the smokeless powder round, which we now call 30-30, and that happened in 1895.
More deer have been killed with that Winchester 1894, I think, than any other hunting rifle in America. Really, that's that legendary. I love mine. Savage 99 is number 3 on the list.
Yeah, so the Savage 99 is the immediate predecessor of the Model 1895 and Model 1892. It was one of the contending rifle models for the U.S. Army when they were looking to replace that Springfield Model 1873. It was extremely popular with big game hunters, but it was also used by the Montreal Home Guard during World War I.
Wow. I got to go. Let's move quick through these because I'm going to ask you if we can jump after this to pump action shotguns on the list, because I think those reside in more people's homes next to beds than probably any other gun out there. And the list is huge because in the essence of time, I want to get through those. So I'll let you go. The next one is the Marlin 336. And then number one is the Winchester 94 in the used. Did you want to comment on those and give us a price real quick?
Yes. So I'll just tell you real quick. The Winchester Model 94 is basically the 1894 post 1964. So very similar. And you can find those right now starting at one penny in auctions.
Yeah, and again, those are fantastic guns, fantastic guns. Now, in the essence of time, and I will try to get through this quickly with you, but this is an important category, and this is pump-action shotguns new. Number 5, surprisingly to me, was the Remington 870. Go ahead.
Well, so the Remington 870 is a popular pump-action shotgun, and it's widely used by the public for sport shooting, hunting, and self-defense. It's also used by law enforcement and military worldwide. And you're going to see several of this Remington 870 on this list.
And that Remington 870, I have that gun at my home. It's a legendary gun, It's in every police car and cruiser in the country. Mossberg 500 is number 4. I'm not surprised on that by that at all. Extremely, extremely priced, extremely effective, or extremely well, and it's a very effective gun. Go ahead.
Yeah, this shotgun comes in many configurations of bore size and barrel length, choke options, magazine capacity, and stocks and forearm materials. So you can find any variation to fit your needs in the Mossberg 500.
Number 3 at gunbroker.com for the month is the Remington 870 Express. Also not a surprise at all.
Yeah, we just talked about the Remington 870 versions. And basically, the Express is an inexpensive model of the line, and it has less finishing options than other models. But you can find these right now at gunbroker.com, starting at a penny in auctions.
You know, what's interesting, what I loved about this list, I have 4 of these 5 guns. I have the next one on the list. Also, I have the Remington 870, the Mossberg 500. I don't have this 870 Express, but I do have this one as well, and it's the Maverick Arms 88, which is, you know, pretty much a Mossberg 500. Go ahead.
Yep, that's right. You can find them in 12 gauge or 20 gauge, And Maverick Arms, like you said, is a subsidiary of Mossberg. And the 88 is basically a less expensive design of the Mossberg 500.
Which is still priced extremely well. It's priced to sell. Both of them are. And number one, I have history with this gun. Now, I'm going to ask you right now, can you stay over for another segment into the third hour? Can you do that for us?
I can do one more for you, Mark.
Excellent. Thank you so much. We've got more to go through. Just time gets in the way. And this one, I have a great story on this gun, too. But I've got one of the first runs of this gun. It's the Kel-Tec KSG. We talked about it before.
So this is a bullpup. You know, it's very popular. And it's 12-gauge pump action. People like this shotgun for use for self-defense because it's small and maneuverable. And it's great if you're in tight quarters. So, yeah, this is great. Totally understand why it's number one. And you can find these at gunbroker.com for around $100, starting at around $100.
You got to be kidding me. Now, I have a really interesting story about that. We've got about 8 minutes. We're 8 minutes and 20 seconds into the segment, so I'm not going to have enough time to go into it. Suffice to say, I have one of the first model runs of this that was tweaked and fixed. Mine has a problem with ejecting, but that was because it was a very early design when it first came out. And because of that, I keep it. I love it. It's really neat to have in my safe. So I've got four of those five guns. They're wonderful. When we come back, we're going to talk about used, and then we're going to go back up to some more rifles with Patricia Huff from gunbroker.com. We'll be back after this. Don't go away. In the next hour, Patricia will rejoin us for another segment.
For freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.